This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Disaster. The miracle. The boy pulled out alive. As desperate people look for their missing loved ones. Just like 9/11.
We are desperately looking for them since 4 o'clock in the morning.
Inside the luxury condo building. Before the collapse, then Britney Spears' shocking testimony.
She says she's being prevented from having a baby.
The birth control device she wants removed.
It's a small plastic T-shaped device that's placed by your OBGYN.
And the socialite accused of killing a top cop in paradise. She says she's being kept from seeing her kids.
Why won't you let me see the children?
Plus, the teen rescued from an old bank vault.
How she ended up locked inside the vault.
Then, she befriended the notorious Chris Watts in prison. What the monster who slaughtered his whole family revealed only to her.
They talked about it so nonchalantly, like, you know, going down to get a cup of coffee.
Plus, who set the fireworks display ablaze? Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Has the ground underneath that Miami area high-rise that collapsed been sinking for years? A study done last year by a researcher at Florida International University reportedly found some, quote, unusual movement under the 12-story condo. As Les Trent reports, new videos are emerging that shows just how terrifying it was when that structure disintegrated.
Moment of disaster.
The building is gone. There are no elevators. It almost resembles the Trade Center.
Many are feared dead in the early morning tragedy near Miami Beach. 99 people are unaccounted for. At a reunification center today, there were heart-rending scenes reminiscent of 9/11, with photos being held of missing loved ones.
A lot of people have come here trying to get information about the people that they care most about.
We have a really good group of friends, and we are desperately looking for them since 4 o'clock in the morning.
And the miracle in the rubble. A 12-year-old boy pulled out alive.
We saw his fingers wiggling. I let him know that we were here, and he was just screaming, you know, don't leave me, don't leave me.
Ring camera footage from inside an apartment shows debris falling. The first sign that the building was about to collapse. Right, guests at a hotel down the block were ordered to evacuate.
All these huge buildings gone.
The question now they have is how many people were inside the building, how many people are they looking for, and how many people are possibly still alive underneath all that rubble.
First responders used cherry pickers to rescue residents from their balconies.
Shouting that they are trapped inside of their apartment.
Horrified residents in other buildings posted video of the immediate aftermath online.
There's hundreds of people in this building.
Ivanka Trump and her family live in a high-rise apartment just one block away. This was the grim view from the beach today. These were once beautiful apartments. This resident described the moment he tried to flee the building.
I looked down the hallway and there was nothing there. It was just a pile of dust and rubble.
This resident lives on the first floor with his mother and sister.
We ran and all we just see was just white dust, like thick. And we saw nothing but just dust, and we couldn't even breathe. It was really bad.
The building was reportedly constructed on reclaimed wetlands, and according to a study, has been sinking at an alarming rate since the 1990s. Shimon Vodovinsky conducted the study.
Can you
speculate at all on why that building collapsed?
No, I cannot say.
The building that plunged to the ground is Champlain Towers South. And this is what a typical apartment looked like before the disaster.
It's a tragic day. I mean, it is really, really traumatic to see the collapse of a massive structure like that.
Officials say the building was undergoing a required inspection, but that inspection was not yet completed. According to reports, a neighbor recently had seen heavy equipment on the roof making repairs. Other news today, there is big reaction to the testimony from Britney Spears that no one saw coming. Speaking in a strong and confident voice, the pop star begged a judge to end the conservatorship that has controlled her life for the past 13 years. So what is next for Britney? Jim Murray looks ahead.
Britney Spears' impassioned plea to regain control of her life is drawing widespread support today.
Free Britney!
Supporters of the Free Britney movement demonstrated outside the LA courthouse and listened in as Britney testified from a remote location.
To hear it from Britney's mouth means it's not a conspiracy anymore. You know, it's real.
Carrie Kasem, the daughter of the late DJ Casey Kasem, addressed the crowd.
This is a jail sentence for anybody who's in it. Nobody deserves their rights to be taken away.
13 years of Britney's life had been ripped away. Maybe 1 year she needed help. 13 years? No.
Justin Timberlake, who had a tempestuous teenage romance with Britney, posted, "After what we saw today, we should all be supporting Britney. What's happening to her is just not right."
Hearing from Britney and hearing just how harsh her reality is, at least based on her account, has really illuminated this entire conservatorship and just how strange and bizarre it is.
Britney, after the courage you showed today, you are 100% stronger than yesterday.
TV host Andy Cohen led the Watch What Happens Live audience in a Free Britney chant.
Say it with me, audience. Free Britney!
You could hear the pent-up emotion, frustration, and anger in Britney's voice as she complained to the judge about the restrictions placed on her by the conservatorship. At one point, the judge told her to slow down because the court reporter just couldn't keep up. The people who did this to me should not be able to walk away so easily, she said. My dad and anyone involved in this conservatorship who played a key role in punishing me, they should be in jail. And she revealed what many in the Free Britney movement have long suspected, that her public claims of being happy, like this video she posted in April, were all a lie.
I'm totally fine. I'm extremely happy. I have a beautiful home, beautiful children.
Now I'm telling the truth, okay? She told the judge. I'm not happy. I'm so angry it's insane. And I'm depressed. I cry every day. I just want my life back.
Among Spears' shocking charges that she has been forced to have an IUD to prevent her from getting pregnant. And at age 39, she says she wants to have a baby.
Britney Spears' bombshell testimony that she's being blocked from having a baby is sending out shockwaves.
She's performing, but yet she doesn't have the control to the point where she can't even have a baby.
That is very eye-opening.
I want to be able to get married and have a baby. I have an IUD inside of myself so that I don't get pregnant. But this so-called team won't let me go to the doctor to take it out because they don't want me to have children, she told a judge.
An IUD is an intrauterine device, and it's a small plastic T-shaped device.
OBGYN Dr. Jennifer Butt says IUDs last 3 to 10 years and are very effective in preventing pregnancy. 39-year-old Britney wants to start a family with her boyfriend, 27-year-old personal trainer Sam Asghari, seen here in video from Iron Man magazine. So who is Sam Asghari? They met in 2016 while filming the music video for Slumber Party and have been dating 5 years. He was born in Iran and moved to the U.S. when he was 12. Reporter Eileen Reslin profiled Asghari for Men's Health magazine.
Sam really highlighted the fact that he appreciated how humble she was and that she really motivates him to become a better version of himself.
You might be surprised to learn he hasn't always had his amazing physique.
Sam Asghari told us that he actually drops nearly 100 pounds in his early 20s.
Asghari is showing his support for Britney wearing a Free Britney t-shirt. He posted this image of a lioness, a nod to Britney's fearless testimony. Britney has two teenage sons, Sean and Jaden. She lost custody of the boys temporarily in 2007 after her public breakdown, during which she shaved her head and attacked a photographer's car with an umbrella. A year earlier, she nearly tumbled while carrying her 8-month-old son, Sean, as she held a glass of water. Becoming a new mom at age 39 could be an uphill battle.
The recommendation for women who are approaching 40 is to just try naturally. But for those patients who are 35 years and older and who have been trying for 6 months or more and without any success, then the next step would really be to see a reproductive endocrinologist.
But her first step will be to convince the judge to remove the conservatorship, allowing her to get rid of her IUD.
After hearing Britney's testimony, her father, Jamie, said he was sorry to see her in so much pain, adding he loves his daughter and misses her very much. The socialite arrested in connection with the death of a police captain in Belize has been granted bail. But now she says she has a new challenge, trying to see her children. Stephen Fabian with the latest on the ongoing drama in a coastal paradise.
It's a shocking confrontation between the socialite accused of killing a top cop in paradise and the billionaire father of her children.
He's inside hiding.
Jasmine Harton is relentless as she searches the new luxury resort owned by her boyfriend's family.
Nothing says I can't be in here, so I'm here.
She strides through the kitchen of the glitzy hotel, and there he is, Andrew Ashcroft, the son of a billionaire British lord.
Why won't you let me see the kids, Andrew? Why won't you let me see the children? Why are you stopping me from being at my house and seeing my kids, Andrew?
Jasmine's mother is with her.
It's going in the newspaper, Andrew.
Jasmine was released from jail 2 weeks ago after posting bail. She is charged with manslaughter by negligence and the shooting death of 42-year-old Henry Gemmett, a high-ranking Belizean police superintendent. Jasmine claims the gun accidentally went off as she was practicing loading it after a night of drinking with Gemmett. Just 2 months ago, Jasmine and Andrew and their twins celebrated the opening of the high-end resort. Now she's chasing him through the lush grounds.
Andrew's running so I can't see my children. Security is literally stopping me from seeing my children right now.
The charge of negligent manslaughter carries a maximum penalty of 9 months in prison. No word on when the trial will begin. This was not supposed to happen. A teenager trying on clothes in a store dressing room ended up trapped because the dressing room used to be a bank vault. Amber Cogliano explains how that happened.
It's the extraordinary moment firefighters drill through a concrete wall to pull a teenager to safety. Yay. 14-year-old Giovanna Dieso was shopping with her family at this boutique clothing store when she walked into the dressing room. But her little brother Vincent decided to pull a prank and close the door.
And then you just hear it slam, and then I just waited to see if it would open, see if they can open it from the outside. I'm just trying to push on it, and they're pulling, and it's just not opening.
Did you panic in that moment?
A little bit, yeah.
Giovanna's mom, Danielle, was on the other side, desperately trying to pull open the door.
I was extremely scared. I was very nervous. I didn't know how long it would take to get her out. I was hysterically crying.
It turns out the dressing room used to be a bank vault. The store owner says the lock had been disabled, but because the vault is about 100 years old, it somehow malfunctioned and locked the youngster inside. Firefighters from Port Jefferson, New York, came to Giovanna's rescue.
We were very worried about if this was a safe, any type of air movement or oxygen into her right away. So if you look, we popped that hole right away.
The first responders used hammer drills and chisels to cut through the 1 foot thick reinforced concrete and brick.
When you heard the drilling, some relief?
Yeah. And then I just kind of watched the drill prop like pop through the wall, and then I like calmed down then.
Finally, after 2 hours, Giovanna was pulled to safety through a small hole in the wall. And here she is, posing with her rescuers and that mischievous little brother.
Giovanna's mom says her little brother would have never shut the vault door if he'd known how much trouble that was going to cause.
Next, she befriended the notorious Chris Watts in prison. What the monster who slaughtered his whole family revealed only to her.
They talked about it so nonchalantly, like, you know, going down to get a cup of coffee.
Plus, who set the fireworks display ablaze? Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Closed caption sponsorship for Inside Edition is brought to you by... This is what freedom sounds like. And this is what freedom smells like. Ah. Enjoy 30 days of open road freshness. Febreze Car.
It's a look inside the mind of a diabolical killer. A woman who befriended Chris Watts, the Colorado man who murdered his wife and two children, is now sharing secrets she learned about the killings, things she says not even the FBI knew.
Chilling new secrets are being revealed about Chris Watts, the dad who brutally killed his pregnant wife and their two adorable daughters.
Daddy is a hero.
Did he admit to you that he murdered his family?
He absolutely did.
Cheryl Lynn Cadle was fascinated by the case and started exchanging letters with Watts. Eventually, she started visiting him at a maximum security prison in Wisconsin. She spoke with Anne Mercogliano.
What was it like to meet him in person?
Very surreal. At times when he would talk about the murders, his eyes would turn so black. He just would get a different look on his face, and he talked about it so nonchalantly. Like, you know, going down to get a cup of coffee.
Watts' letters are filled with shocking confessions he never told the FBI, including that he had planned the murders for weeks and that he had secretly given his wife the painkiller OxyContin to end her pregnancy. He thought that would make it easier to leave her to be with his mistress, Nicole Kessinger. The reason the medical examiner found OxyContin in Shannon's system is because I gave it to her. I thought it would be easier to be with Nicole if Shannon wasn't pregnant.
He was very mesmerized by her. He just said in his letters that had it not been for her and the power that she had over him, she pulled at him constantly, that his family would still be alive today.
Watts murdered 4-year-old Bella and 3-year-old Cece at the oil field where he worked. But in his letters, he reveals he had tried to smother them hours earlier in their beds, but failed. I'm not sure how they woke back up, but they did. It makes the act that much worse. Cadle and her letters are featured in the Lifetime docuseries, Cellmate Secrets, Chris Watts.
Do you have a sense of how he's doing today?
I don't think he's doing well right now. He has finally realized that he's going to be there for the rest of his life.
The Chris Watts episode of Cellmate Secrets debuts Friday on Lifetime. Back with more right after this.
Still to come, who set the fireworks display ablaze?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
July 4th is more than a week away, but the fireworks came early at a grocery store in Minnesota. Police say a bunch of kids set a fireworks display on fire. They were arrested nearby. Nobody was injured, but the store did have to close for the day because of all that smoke. When we come back, it's the pug versus the window washer. Finally, Finally today, it's not just mail carriers that drive some dogs bonkers.
It's dog versus window washer. The feisty pug goes crazy, growling and scratching at the guy with the squeegee in a Chicago high-rise. Maybe she just wants to tell him he missed a spot.
At least the guy was entertained. That's Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.